Your reaction to today's 4-0 win here at the Ballymena Showgrounds, David?
Delighted with the result, delighted with the performance, and it was a tough place to come. It always is. I think over the years, Enfield have always had tough games coming down to Ballymena, but I think to win it convincingly in the second half was most pleasing, and I think it was thoroughly deserved.
We must be sick of the sight of each other after three in a row, I think, against them, and four in a month.
I think even the referee was sick to death of it, because he called it about 89 minutes in the injury time, so I think he was probably had enough of Linfield playing Ballymena. But the boys done a professional job today and knew it would be difficult. And it wasn't about revenge losing the County Antrim Shield. This was about gaining momentum again in the league, because we haven't played in the league since the Crusaders game. So the boys done a good job, and thankfully we again popped up with not only a good performance but a few goals.
The first goal in any game is crucial, and at 0-0 when we got that first goal they were on top, and you wouldn't have seen a 4-0 result at 0-0 when we got the first goal, would you?
Probably not, but I think we were the better side in the first half. They come out sort of small areas in the second half where I wouldn't say they dominate or they're on top, you know, there were a few, a little bit more possession, but I think for the 90 minutes we were probably the better side. And you don't see it at half time, you don't see a 4-0 scoreline coming, but I think at the end, my only disappointment, so it's probably been a wee bit picky that we didn't maybe add to the four.
After a few 2-1 type wins, it's nice to, you know, put a bit of clear daylight between us and the opposition. A 4-0 win will do wonders for confidence, won't it?
And it saves me going bald and grey. So the boys would say it was a massive goal, the first goal, in any game that you mentioned before. They get the first goal, it gives you that wee bit of a lift. Sean Ward got a big goal down here the last time we were down here, and he popped up today, Johnny on the spot, and put us 1-0 in front. But that's why our midfielders and attacking players are paid.
And Ross Gainer's off with a penalty. He looked very calm and collected taking that penalty kick, didn't he?
Yes, I think his all-round display was good today. He will need probably a few more games to actually see the best of Ross, but I think he showed the quality he has here today in the 60-70 minutes that he played. That hopefully he's going to do well here.
And Andy Waterworth's goal was sort of Healy-esque, wasn't it?
I think it was better than Healy-esque. It was, I think, again, it was a good move. Things that you try and work on in training was coming in, the wide players coming in off the line and off the pitch. Andy's taking it off the striker, took a touch and volleyed it in the top corner, which was brilliant. And so you want your striker scoring goals. Batesy will probably feel disappointed that he didn't play today. But I felt made the right call in playing Andy and Paul for their pace, enthusiasm and endeavour. Paul Smith was quiet in the first half, but I think you've seen her up, the real Paul Smith, in the second half.
It's a nice way to celebrate your new contract by getting the goal and by the assist for the penalty as well. Paul Smith looked lively second half, didn't he?
He did. He was very good in the second half, and once he starts adding, getting that wee bit more experience, out of the daily side, Jim Irvin's a guy of respect. Not just because he played for Linfield, but the amount of games that he's played. Marked him well in the first half and didn't give him a lot of space to play in, as he did in the Cup games, the Irish Cup games. So, experienced player, but I think in the second half, I think probably Jim was probably sick to death of probably looking at young Paul.
Busy week with signings. You're saying a boy called Stephen Fallon. He comes on for his debut. It's a nice time to come on 4-0 up, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's nice. And I wanted to give Stevie, and say without putting the kiss of death on anything, you want to talk about the game that you want to give Stevie a little minutes. He will play for the Swifts next week, as will Rory, the other signing. So they need minutes, they need games, and the quicker they get the minutes in the games, then hopefully I can start putting them in here. But say, it's not a short-term fix. People are saying to me, is it a short-term fix? I'm signing these boys for not to gain experience for other clubs. It's to, you know, hopefully give us the helping hand as a club to go and be competitive in this league.
Great news for us up at Coleraine today. Ross Clark comes on for the Swifts. So, you know, there's another player looking to get back into this squad, isn't it?
Ross has been excellent in training. He's busting to get at it. You know, we talked to the medical department people here, like Terry Hayes, who's been here a long time. Sometimes it might be a case of maybe trying to hold back Ross a little bit, because he's that eager, he's that keen, he's that type of player, he's that type of lad. But what I have seen in training is hopefully, again, he's going to add to us. He's got that pace and desire, and he goes at people's defences. So hopefully in the next 10 to 12 days that he can be back involved.
Stevie Laurie in the crowd here today. You'll be looking forward to seeing him back in action too.
Yeah, Stephen again trained before the game. looking good again, feeling better. He's been a miss, as was anybody, when you're out for that length of time. But again, looking forward to get Stephen back to add to the competition. I said before the game today that sometimes as a manager you want hard decisions, big decisions when you're making a team, and it's difficult for me, but that's better than having two or three late where you feel as if you're short. And I felt as if our bench was as strong as any tonight.
And Carrick, I think, won 2-0, I think, today.
Yeah.
And be a tough one next Saturday, then.
Tough game, I expect. A tough game from Gary. He's organised. Obviously, a couple of our lads who are unknown there won't be available, but they'll have players there. Come the last time, I was new into the job after 2 weeks or something, and we played them at home and we dropped a couple of points. So hopefully that doesn't happen again.
Great support from the crowd here today, brilliant. Isn't it?
Absolutely brilliant, as they have been. And, you know, they can be our 11th or our 12th man. They always have been at Linfield. We have the biggest crowd at home. We have the biggest crowd travelling. And they're a credit to not only themselves, but the club. And I keep urging them, come and support this club, because everybody else outside Linfield, and I go back to it, you know, you're either Linfield or you're not. And them Linfield supporters deserve the credit. And hopefully they deserve a wee bit of success. And hopefully it's while I'm here.
Well done today. Three big home games coming up, Carrick, Dungannon and Armagh. You want to see the crowd there for those three games now?
Yeah, get the Windsor Park, because I feel as if not only have we good players now, but we've good attacking young options who can hurt any defences in this league. So get yourselves out and support Linfield, because, as I say, we all love Linfield, at Linfield. So let's go out and keep proving people wrong why we're not being successful.
Thanks so much, Dylan.
All right, cheers, Andy.
Cheers, all right.
Oh.